Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of The Podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
In the upper left, coming from his podcast room in the desert. And I now know what it looks like. Matt, Tommy the Producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Ted, it's great to see you again on Zoom.
It is weird. Because, I mean, I was only down there for 3 days. It felt longer, which is good. And then, yeah, that is odd. It's just right. I left Sunday evening, and it's like, oh, we're back talking to each other on Zoom, like the old school days. And then an even weirder turn of events, Cobb is just landed in Seattle, but he's in a hotel room on Zoom.
Hotel Monaco. What's up, boys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Nice. Hell yeah. Honestly, I just, it's been a long day. I woke up at 2 o'clock your time, a.m., and flew up here and then worked all day, so... Let's get some podcasts, baby.
All right. We do need you because me and Matt didn't just want to do 45 minutes of being like, hey, remember last weekend when we did this, when we did that? So
the desert, bro, which is sick. You got to admit. Awesome.
I know. I feel like I do this for a lot of places I visit, but that's a scene down there, man. And Cobb, I don't know if you had said it. So Matt lives down in Palm Desert, which also is Mid Valley. I judge people now. Matt had a lot of good information, and then I kept peppering him with questions. Like, he drops me off. There's two people in front of me in security. So, like, I'm just sitting at this bar drinking a soda water, and I start talking to this guy, and I was like, where were you? He was like, you know, Indio, or, you know, I was like, oh, Down Valley, huh? Yeah, I was Central Valley.
Damn, Ted, just throwing shade at the airport. I like it.
Also, if you fly into Palm Springs the next 2 weeks, you can sit at this awesome outdoor bar, but it closes in 2 weeks because it's also weird to learn in the desert where Matt lives is the opposite of everywhere I've ever lived. Their season is the winter and everything shuts down in the summer.
Oh yeah,
when it's hot, it's hot. And I'm pumped to hear, man. I mean, like, I got a sandwich with me. I can just sit and listen to you guys all night. But like, you had some big plans. I know you guys were gonna hit the 420 bank, which we've heard a ton about, like on the cast. You know, I want to see if it lived up to the hype that Matt's been selling. And then the other thing I was curious about was, why is my brain
The
completely, oh,
nest.
the nest, the Cougars. I was gonna say Keaties, and I was like, honestly, I've been there. I don't care. I love Keaties. I want to hear about the nest.
So, true to
Do
my
you have a
word,
new girlfriend
I
or
do not.
stepchildren?
I do not. But I have new habits.
Okay, hell yeah, let's go. Oh, wow! Immediately with like the Matt, did you talk about that thing on here? I can't remember. I know right
Yeah,
before
the
last.
neti stick.
The neti stick. What is that thing? It's like a little mint cocaine. What are we talking about?
Kind of.
I'm not like it clears your passages. Like, I don't know if it gives you energy, but you feel like it does. Like, I mean, we were doing bumps all weekend.
And so what is it exactly? It's like menthol. It kind of looks like a tampon for people who are listening, or like a what's it called, a chapstick.
Yeah,
But
it's
it's
a
smell it and it's got liquid inside.
aromatherapy inhaler, drug-free and all natural, but it is like menthol.
Everything you said
Eucalyptus.
makes it sound like it's drugs. You're like, oh, it's all natural. It feels like it gives you energy, but it doesn't. Like, bro, this is drugs. That's what you're saying.
Well, I will also say, old habits die hard, right? So as you can see, Matt's drinking a Michelob Ultra NA, and I respect his girl Tyler called me out because I just kept being like, "There's only 30 calories in these things, man." And I mean, like, we'd go to dinner, come back, same thing, 11 o'clock. I'm cracking beers, talking like by the pool. I mean, I think we put down like a 12 pack by the pool. I mean, I was cruising through them pretty good. But yeah, I don't know. It was fun. I was just like, I mean, we're basically doing the same stuff just without actually drinking. I did have a little nip of whiskey with Carson.
Did the NA beers like, did it kind of just feel like you were sitting there drinking beers, or was it like, did it start to feel weird not getting the effects, or was it like essentially the same thing?
Now, I told Matt, so like I don't know, like anytime I've taken a break from booze, I haven't been a big NA beer guy, but man, drinking those ultras just felt right. And then like, and granted, we were smoking weed and stuff, but like one night I went to the bathroom, I told him the next day, and I'm in there, I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of drunk. Then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not drunk at all.
Tough
I'm just
to
pissing,
argue with
like,
30 calories too, bro.
yeah, right. If they were like 100 calories a piece, you might think about it. But at 30 a pop, the next morning, Tyler was like, "I heard you guys," and I heard at least multiple times, "There's only 30 calories."
Yeah.
So I would say we did California correctly, right?
Big
Land,
time.
get picked up straight to In-N-Out.
Mm.
Got to mark that off the list. I mean, I don't know what
What
else to
did
say.
you order? I'm curious to know.
I got two double cheeseburgers. I got the Flying Dutchman with the fried onions on them as the bun.
Don't even know what the Flying Dutchman is, that secret menu item thing.
Yeah, it's just
What
the
is it?
meat and the cheese. No
Oh,
lettuce, no
onions.
tomato. You can get it just like flat on a piece of parchment paper. With grilled onions like diced and on top, but Ted went the route where you wrap it in whole grilled onions, so it's like a big slice of a full onion grilled as the buns.
Dude, that's what's up. That actually sounds good.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And then yeah, went and checked out Matt's house. He had to do a little work. And then I mean, I don't know. Is that even 100 yards to walk from his place down to the nearest pool?
It's almost exactly 100 yards, actually.
And he has a
Yeah.
sixth by. He's like, for people who are curious, he's like nestled in the hills above Palm Springs. And like right across the street is like a big hiking trail area. I don't know what else. A couple golf courses nearby, a couple notable ones.
It's also kind of crazy too, because like, there's definitely like, I don't know, like 2 hours where Matt's facing west, right? So, I mean, you're just baking in that sun. But then that sun hits that peak pretty quick, and it's just sunset and shit, like extra shade. And like we could look down, you know, you could look down into the valley and be like, oh, those poor bastards are still sweating it out.
Yeah.
That's what I always say the greatest thing about Palm Springs is like, so there's a mountain range that they're kind of pushed up against, and like the sun sets sort of, but then like it stays light out for like another like 2 hours and just feels great. It like drops behind the mountains, but the mountains are so high and so close to you that like it takes forever to actually set. And like their golden hour is like 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you were right too. Like greatest. I described it as like almost like a beach town vibe, except it's so much more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody's moving in a hurry. I mean, we took a golf cart to dinner.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I always thought Palm Springs was a party place until I went there and was like, no, man, like there is nothing to do in the best way.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, you know, when you get into Palm Springs, there's definitely like you could hear the woo girls on the bachelorette party buses and stuff. And like the gay dudes, they throw down in their little section.
Oh, but, sure do.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. Like there's really, even in like downtown Palm Springs, like that one strip we walk by, I mean, there can't be more than like 4 or 5 bars that look like they were open late. Not the gay, just regular bars.
Yeah.
Some of those gay bars go off down there.
Yeah, that's what Matt was saying. He was like, dude, if you go to the gay bars, he was like, they rock it till closing time.
I mean, I always respect, honestly, I respect the gay lifestyle. Those guys party hard. Good for them.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of bros. I mean, it's dudes. So it's like,
and they're attracted, you know, most of them are like attracted to like most of the guys in there. So it's like,
right.
Maybe it's not like painting with too wide of a brush, but I guess what I mean is like, if you're in a gay couple, you can check out people together. You know, you're attracted to the same sex.
And I just think having two dudes makes you more apt to like going out and doing stuff later at night. Right. There's no like, I don't know. Again, like I'm not gay, so I don't know, but like they're still dudes. So like I feel like a chick would be like, oh, let's just sit in the room and hang out and watch a movie, where it's like, bro, let's go out.
Yeah,
exactly. Bro, you want to hit the driving range? You want to hit the batting cage? Right. Go bang some other dudes? Whatever, dude. Like, let's get it.
Right.
Honestly, gay guys are very fun. I used to play on a gay softball team and it was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Friday night we went over to Matt's dad's house in Indian Wells. Indian Wells is nice.
Yeah.
So that's where this legendary restaurant, The Nest, is. All right. So The Nest has been there forever. I kept talking about it. Everything you Google online, all the reviews are like I saw a Reddit today that was just like The Nest in Indian Wells. Is this a cougar bar? And people are just like, yes. Everybody I know that plays golf that goes down there is like, if you want to hook up, you go to The Nest on Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, every comment is like, cougar bar, lots of cougars, beautiful cougars, cougar women everywhere. Be careful, cougars. It's like known.
Right. I mean, so we had a dinner resi for 9, which was dope, right? So we get there, and then it's our table's not ready, so she's like, you just go wait in the bar. So Matt and I are just kind of standing there. It is packed. Like, also, older crowd, so not the best bar people. They're all just standing in circles. I was like, you guys could move a little bit. And then I was going to say, and then, like, we saw, like, Matt was like, oh, there's the client I had today that moved his time so we could come out tonight. And I was like, oh, no kidding. We go over there, and like, dude, super cool. He's a baller. He was like, we were like, what time did you get here? And he's like, you don't want to know. And I was like, my man, partying all day, huh? And he's like, no, I know the owner. We just got here. But there's not like tables in there. They have a table and him and his people are just drinking champagne. I was like,
yeah.
This guy knows what's up. And then I was explaining to Matt, but he never went to like Ocean City or Dewey Beach. Like that bar is like, I would describe the music as like, there's a DJ, but it's more like a wedding DJ. So they're like popular songs from the late 90s, early 2000s that like everybody would dance to at a reception, right?
Oh, yeah. Feel good hits.
Exactly. And then when I was talking to his client, like I was BSing with him and the guy originally, he went to University of Virginia and he was, I go, hear me out. I'm not wrong. This bar has a very beach bar kind of vibe. And he's like, oh, 100%. He's like, the difference is, he goes, there's only about four or five of these in all of Indian Wells and Palm Springs. He's like, so I'm like, the beach where you have a lot of options. He's like, that's why everybody is in here. And dude, that line, it was there when we got there. It barely moved during dinner. And then they opened up like a side kind of dance floor. And like, I have never seen this in my life. You go in the restaurant, there was what, four bachelorette parties? They're all in dresses. Like, I haven't seen that many women in dresses, I think, in years outside of a wedding. Like, that's just not the way women up here dress in Seattle.
Well, yeah. And also, like, this is going to be borderline predatory, but also, like, they're at a bachelorette party. So anyone who's not tied down at that thing is just looking for a guy like you.
I know. I did say this on the air. It was a little tougher. Just kind of stoned and no booze. Like I was like, if I had a good reason to like go up to that bar, Matt and I could have pushed through and I'm sure we could have made some friends quickly. Cause everything you read online is like, oh yeah, dude, this is the spot to be. But it lived up to the hype. I would highly recommend if you go down there, if you don't have a dinner reservation, you better get there early though. Like security was tight. They were on it.
Dude, I've never been. I've only heard about it. And every single person has been like, the Cougars, man, the Cougars. So just from the horse's mouth, were there attractive older women in there?
Oh, yes. That's the only thing I kind of respect.
What's the oldest you would have gone?
In that bar? I think easily, at 44, I easily could have hit a 60.
Wow.
Because like, look, it's hard. Palm Springs. Like those people have no issue. There is goddamn ads for plastic surgery in these clinics, like everywhere. So like they all look good. They all have, a lot of them had fake parts on. I was just like, I know that woman's got to be older, but like, I don't know. She's still looking pretty vital.
Vital. The vitality is right there. Dude, that's awesome. That's like, yeah, I feel like multiple times this weekend, I kind of stopped myself. I was like, God, I wonder what Ted's up to. Matt also is like the best tour guide for that area. I feel like he knows everything, like the timing to hit it and stuff, where you're not like stuck behind people, stuck in traffic, just whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They both brought it up. And first I was like, oh, they're full of ass. But it worked out perfect. Like, honestly, waiting for that table at the Nest was probably the longest we waited, like, for anything all weekend. Like, it was just awesome.
Being told to wait in like a popping off bar that there's a line, you know, 40 people long to get in for. You're like, this is waiting? I just cut the line to get to the hot spot and this is how I have to wait for my table? Like,
yeah,
this is the best wait for a table experience I've ever had. Like, yeah, if anyone's coming to town or in town, like, the 9 p.m. dinner reservation at the Nest on a Friday night is a really, really strong move. That was my first time pulling it. I had a feeling it would go like that. And, I would say that lived up to the hype. I mean, I kept saying, like, I get the same dinner I always get there, the Tyler Chef's favorite with the sole. And I kept being like, this is the best this has ever tasted. Like, I think it's because the line's right there. And I just keep looking over there and being like, God damn, so nice to be sitting here just chowing down.
That is tasty.
As I say, when you have that reservation, when you're done, they're like, all right, go enjoy either bar.
Yeah.
That is huge. That was like a big thing in Europe, is like people eat dinner and then they go downstairs to like the nightclub that's attached. I mean, wait, so, all right. So the bar obviously had a big line. Cougars were stacked. Did you guys make the 420 bank?
All right. So Saturday, right, we get up, kind of hanging out. Also, I got to say, they invested a volcano. Smoking out of a vaporizer in those bags. I mean, it's just great.
Bro, I always say it's the Ferrari of smoking devices. We had one at our house when I was like 22. One of my friends had it. Oh my God. Also, it uses so little weed. Like, yeah. Did you notice that part of it? It uses like nothing.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, our buddy Carson, the lawyer, actually drove up. So it was good to hang out with him. It was like a little bit cloudy and windy and only like what? Low 80s on Saturday. So for the four of them that lived there, it was too cold. I still went swimming in the pool for a couple of hours and was ripping ultra NAs. Like,
nice. Ripping bags and ultras and Yeah, I was laughing so hard. Like, Tyler eventually went into the pool with Ted. I don't know if she just felt bad or whatever, but like, there was a solid half hour there or more where Ted's the only one in the pool and all the locals are just like sitting around it in the chairs. Like, 83? What?
Right. Like,
Nibbling. Yeah.
this is balmy. So then we drove down, finally went into Palm Springs, went to the 420 bank. Sad news, they're closing.
No.
Yeah.
You got to go though, right?
I did. Yeah. We smoked a
Dude, I
joint in
don't think I'm ever
there.
going to get to go. Damn.
It closes
And
at the end of the month.
in California, PBR is making seltzer waters with weed in it. Like 10 milligrams. So you just, it's fun. It's like, well, I'm drinking a PBR, smoking a joint inside.
Wait, why is the 420 bank closing?
Oh, the owner's retiring. And so, yeah, they're just shutting down shop. I mean, it's quite the operation to run. So,
A
yeah, I
big
don't know
space.
yeah, it's really awesome. I mean, yeah, I don't know the behind the scenes like financial side of it or whatever, but yeah, the owner's retiring, so they're just closing down. It's a bummer. Like, we're having such a good weekend, and then like the three people that we know that are still there for like basically from the start, are all excited to see us when we come in, and we're like, "What's up, guys?" And they're like, "We're closing at the end of the month," and we're just like crushed, like god
Man.
damn, dude. But I was so glad that Ted got to experience it before that happened. I just had no idea it was going to be happening in a couple weeks. So we I'd say we made the most of the time there. Went in the arcade, had some PBRs.
I mean, it was obvious it was closing, like, the air hockey wasn't working. Some of the pinball machines were kind of on their last legs. So we were like, all right, smoked a J, had a beverage in there. But also, like, we'd gotten pizza at Bill's. I know if you frequented a Bill's before.
Oh yeah. No.
Got the Charlie Sheen, all the meats, tiger sauce. I mean, just again, luxurious. It's not a big pool, but it's right out back. Pizza, pool, 420 bank. But now it's been a couple hours. We have worked up this hunger, right? So, Matt's always talking about on the podcast as well, Sherman's, this Jewish deli in the desert. I also, thanks, Matt, for giving me all the info. It's an old, that city's built on like Hollywood, right? So, like, most of the studios are run by Jewish people. And then you have the Italian mobsters and everything. So, like, if you've ever been in New York City, and I've been to the Carnegie Deli, right? Sherman's is better. I feel safe saying that. And like,
Damn.
yeah. I mean, I got pastrami, but I got the beef and latkes, right? And latkes.
Yeah,
So
Lachis.
it's just the best pastrami I've ever had in my life. But instead of roll, it was just two potato latkes. I mean, it was so freaking good.
Dude, they know what they're doing in there, and I feel like they like don't cut any corners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
All my Jewish clients love Sherman's. Two of them are actually from New York. So, and you just heard Ted. So that's the highest praise I can give it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking online to see if they ship their products. I mean, it's that it was that freaking good. Also, just a monster of a sandwich. I ate half of it, and like halfway through my first half, I was like, I'm gonna dominate this. And then like, the second half never really got going. And then they have a bakery, just this massive bakery with anything you can imagine. That Cobb, I know you think it's a tourist spot, but the only thing I compare it to was like Mike's in the North End, right? Just any kind of cake, cheesecake, pastry, cookie. I mean, we walked in, they had Hamantaschen to go that was like giant sized. And like Carson was like, look at that, dude. I was like, holy cow. And then Matt and Carson, they're out of control. They're ordering. Matt got a steak and cheese on latkes that the guy seemed shocked and shook when Matt ordered this.
I
Matt
was
just
wearing my
popping off,
Sherman's bucket hat. Like, he had to know that I meant business.
yeah, he's about that life, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
They served it open face. I will say, I did take a little pleasure in watching Matt try to cut up each bite and dip it in his au jus sauce without it just, and he was doing really good, but everybody else kind of finished first. And then as soon as everybody started looking at him, it fell apart quickly.
Oh, now the pressure, the bright lights, man. You get it.
Yeah, dude. I've never had an open face before. Like, you know, yeah, but it was really good that way. But yeah, usually, I mean, and it was easier to handle than, because having a sandwich on latkes and then trying to dip it in au jus is a little bit of an undertaking a lot of times.
Yeah. Oh,
it's, yeah. And it's a very well stacked sandwich. I mean, with a lot of brisket slammed in there. So it's just falling out the whole time anyways. But with the fork, yeah, I had a good run there at the start, and then towards the end it got a little bit messier.
I mean, and you're blazed and have company in town. So it's like there's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on. I mean, for people listening, that's just like, oh, it's a sandwich. Like, no. It was video game at that point.
Yeah.
And they have like the dessert menu, right? And it's got all this stuff. And then years ago, right? I mean, this is probably 10 years ago, right? But my dad's out visiting. So Cobb and I, my dad and my buddy Jay, we went to watch the horses. And Cobb and I got into this thing where, like, we got to see the horses, like, through that little walk around.
Paddock,
yeah. Right? We got to put eyes on them. So Matt, the same thing. He goes, before you order dessert, go put eyes on them. Like, look around that case.
I was wondering how the hell you were going to tie that back into this. Nice, dude. Got to go check out the dessert paddock. Yeah. See how the ponies are looking this morning. Oh, it's like, that's incredible.
Dude, right. I got a piece of cheesecake with like, was it blueberry or blackberry topping? But it was like a cake batter bottom, cheesecake, the fruit on top, and then pie crust. It was like three desserts in one.
Yeah,
that's why you check the paddock.
Exactly. That wasn't on the menu. I checked the paddock. It was in there.
It's like, oh, that pony's looking sprightly. Dude, that's awesome. I hate that that's like burned into my mind. I'm going to think about that every time I see a dessert menu. Like, I'd really like to check out the horses first. Can I go in the back?
Well, first of all, I don't know how Sherman's doing it with those desserts. Because like, there's so many of them. They make them fresh every day. Like, they must have to just toss them out. And I mean, I'm trying not to get too fired up, but they had cream puffs, right? I've had cream puffs. Cream puffs is like, yeah, that big. You have a couple bites of it. Not at Sherman's, my man. Not at Sherman's. It's bigger than a plate.
Yeah. I mean, that place is nothing if not decadent, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I gave it to me the ultimate compliment. I said, Matt, because there's one in Palm Desert as well. I said, look, dude, there's 3:10 a.m. Seahawks game. Like, if I was you, I'd get up, I'd watch the first half, 2-minute warning, call in that order for giant sandwiches of desserts, and then just chow down in the second half.
Yeah, seriously. That is game day worthy food. I mean, yeah, just the inside is dialed too. Like, just the whole experience. It's tough to leave there without a smile on your face.
The only bad thing I could say about Sherman's is just they use the same mustard I keep at home. The Beaver brand. So I was like, all right, I thought maybe they'd have their own mustard. But, you know, as Matt said, he goes, maybe you just have good tasted mustards.
Yeah.
That's actually what I took that as.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. And I feel like they've just been doing it forever. I love a business that just like knows who they are and what they're about and gets it done, you know?
And there's some of the best.
Sherman's isn't hit and miss. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
And it's some of the best value. I mean, I know people hearing this in Seattle, if you're coming to visit, you know, maybe it's not as easy to eat something again the next day. But like, when you look at the prices and the portions compared to other places in town, it's one of the best values around. And I mean, my dad will get like the triple decker club sandwich and eat for 3 days off that.
It's worth on it.
Yeah, I mean, my flight kept getting delayed. I didn't get home till like 12:15, and I was like, I should have brought the other half of that sandwich.
Hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, exactly. Dude, it sounds like you guys did the desert right. I mean, just like
we did, and we got
blazing grow, hitting pools, checking out cougs.
Yeah, it wasn't super early, but we walked down to what's the breakfast spot? You just said
PDD all day.
Petey's. Yeah, that was great too. And then same thing. It's like, I mean, it just reminds me of being in New York. Like, that's why I keep bringing up the Jewish thing. You could just see the like influence of like the Jewish New Yorkers that were like, all right, or that's, I mean, that's just a diner that you can find on, not I shouldn't say that. That's a good diner that you would find like anywhere in Jersey or
Yeah, it's like a
up in
solid
Baltimore.
1960s, 50s vibe diner, and they're just hustling. And shout out to Matt. He's the one who told me about it. And we had a J beforehand, and oh my God, I could barely see, but God, that food was good. He didn't know that till after either. I remember us talking about it after, and I was like, man, I barely got through that. He's like, what do you mean?
We had a couple good laughs about you, frankly. Like, it'd be like round four in the bags. We're like, that pussy cob couldn't handle this. One or two puffs.
Oh, you're right, dude. I'll have like half a literally with him, because there's one particular brand of joint down there that's really, really good, that he turned me on to. But I would have like half of a puff, like half of a breath in. So not even like one full drag on it. And I was just like, on another planet for 6 hours. I mean, those things are weapons grade.
And then, Cobb, you'll respect this. On the way to the airport, we stopped at the shop that originated the date shake.
What, Matt, who I can't
I
remember
would
who's your
say they didn't invent, they perfected.
nice. Who's your guy, Matt? I can't remember.
Lapperts.
Lapritz. Yeah, hitter.
Yeah.
Nice.
All
Yeah,
right.
dude, the dates also, Ted, aren't the date fields like just crazy? It's just like a bunch of palm trees and perfect rows.
Yeah, I did not realize like the palm trees are just there. Like, I guess the natives have been there originally, then all the dates. That's what I'm saying. I was getting caught up on the history too, which I think is awesome. Like, you have the mobsters there, but like, you can't talk business when you're out here in the desert, just vacation.
Exactly, but you can bury bodies. Wait, the one crazy thing about the date history that I want to say is, so they brought those date palms over. I can't remember. I want to say it was like from Syria or Saudi Arabia or something. And then they like replanted them there. And then there was like a some sort of a disease that hit all the ones in the area they originally brought them from, wiped them all out. And so they transplanted them back from Palm Springs to wherever they were from originally. Like
No
the
kidding.
medjool dates. Yeah, I could look it up, but honestly, it's more walk than it's worth.
Well, I knew dates were super like Middle Eastern and deserty because that's the way that you break fast during Ramadan. Is at night you start with a date and you could just drink some water. So I knew it
Oh,
was like
God,
a
how do
big
you even
thing.
know that? You know the most random stuff ever.
I must have
How do
watched
you
some.
know that?
I know. It's trust me. The Uber drivers love it because I always know when it's. I'm like, oh, by the way, like happy Ramadan. Oh, you know? I was like, I do. Bruh, keep on your fast, man.
Enjoy that date later.
Enjoy that date later. Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, I look. I don't. Dates are that sweet. I don't know what that syrup is, but that date shake, like. That's pretty top notch, man. Like I mean that was super good. And again, I don't know how Matt's doing it. We walked into the shop. It's Sunday afternoon, evening. One guy walks in right behind us, right? And then 2 minutes later, there's a line like almost out the door. I'm just like, how did you time that correctly?
Dude, Matt's got desert power, man. He's been down there long enough. Like, you know, he's gonna hack the system.
Yeah, man. Desert magic. yeah, the nest. I mean, anyone can make a 9 o'clock reservation. That was the most fun one. It was just walking right past that line and then being like, wait over here. Okay. Oh, look, I know the guy at the VIP table.
I mean, God, there's so many bachelorette parties in there. Again, they're all like cocktail dresses, right? So the legs are out, and so is the cleavage. But like, I had to be careful. It's like you know what I mean? Like, you can only scan so many boobs when you look at a table. So I had to get like extra glances in, but it was tough because they were so close to me.
Where are my sunglasses?
I know. I
Yeah, dark sunnies.
If
I
this
feel
were a
like
Vegas pool, I'd have no problems.
I honestly, Ted, I'll be real with you. I thought you were gonna come back from this trip with a couple of stepkids. Just cougar just sees you, snatches you up. It's like, I like the beard. You work for me now. Fly down here once a month, and this is your son, Ryan. You have a 7 year old.
I was gonna say, would you say he's 27?
Yeah, actually, that's even better if he's 27. It's like 23, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, whatever reason, however you get down there, whether it's golf or going out, it just that was just, it was cool. And like Cobb had said to me, he goes, I don't know how to explain it. It's got a fun energy and it's the truth. Now, I still had the instincts, like every once in a while, I'm like, is there nothing else open? It's like, not really. So it's like, if you're going to rate, like the bachelorette parties, I get, you're close, there's wine, there's gay dudes, like a bachelor party, unless you're really into golf, like you're not going to go down there and rage. But yeah, man, it was dope. And walking up that, what's that, Paseo?
Where all the fancy,
yeah. I mean, they have a Bentley parked in the middle of the like on the sidewalk on the street. It's just like every store you could think of. I was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, it's just a special part of the country, man. I'm glad you got to check it out because that is like the Seattle go-to vacation spot. I think, you know, people from Seattle, and like, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Like the vibe is good. It's chill. It's like it's sunny. It feels good. I don't know. I love it personally.
Yeah, and commuting by golf cart, it's more relaxing and it's more fun.
100%. That's why we have the milk.
We went to get coffee in the golf cart. What was that, Saturday morning? And I brought an Ultra with me in the cart because I'm like, I can drink and drive a non-alcoholic beer. I can drink and drive a golf cart with an NA beer, no problem. And then outside of the coffee place, I was like, oh, I'm gonna need a cup holder for my coffee. So I just chugged it right on the little like patio out front. Like, I didn't know what else to do, but I was like, if anyone says anything, you know, they can see it says 0.0 right there. But yeah, you're just letting me.
It's not who's gonna let you, it's who's gonna stop you.
And I'll end here as stuff about the trip, but also Matt and I were treating it. I mean, every day shower beers. Roadies. I mean, if those were real beers, we wouldn't have made it to that 9 p.m. dinner. We would have been fucking hammered.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Also, I like, you know, people kind of think of the NA beer as like sort of a little sipper. I like that you guys were just pounding them. Like, that's ridiculous. Very fun.
Yeah, I used Ted's signature verb of rifling multiple times this weekend.
Or hammering them down. Another one. Yeah. Like, I hammered down a couple beers and I went to talk to these chicks. Just unreal.
Also, super fun to hang out with Carson, right? Like, you know, like people listen to the podcast and everything. I didn't realize I had never met him before. And like, man, he's been emailing us forever. So that was super dope too, just getting to spend time with him.
Yeah, that is cool. That guy's rad. Honestly, I can tell by his emails. Some of them I read and some of them I don't. Like, some of them I don't read on the podcast, but always really good.
Yeah, and I like the one thing of alcohol I had all weekend. He was like, I know you're on your little kick, but he's like, it's like high-end Japanese whiskey. And I was like, yeah, 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 I'll take a taste of that. Oh, I did taste the tequila, too.
That tequila is gonna be big. But, yeah, that was – I'm glad you got to drink that because I was like, I mean, I'll send it to – I don't know, but, like, eventually it's going to be on the market and anybody with money can drink it. Like, it's fun that – it's not available to the public. It's not even on Google yet. And yeah, that's the talk of where I work, that tequila. So yeah, I'm glad you got to experience that. And while it's at its most exclusive.
Yeah. I mean, we went to the hot tub at like 11:30 on Saturday night, have a little taste of that tequila, hop in the hot tub. We get out, we get back to the house. Now, granted, we were almost cold. As there's a breeze going, like, ooh, a little chilly walking back. Hop on Twitter after I shower, and I see, like, the Kendrick Lamar played in Seattle, and it was absolutely pissing rain. I was just like, oh, suck it up, Seattle. I was just so happy to be in the desert at that point.
That is a good feeling, for sure. Yeah, it feels incredible. Also, with you, we were talking about you judging people down valley. Now I'm just picturing you at, like, that tequila release party, and you're like, oh, you haven't had this yet? I'm sticking down your nose with them.
First time, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see. I will mention it again, but Friday night, El Corazon, having a benefit concert for our buddy Kevin Deers, who passed away Doors at 7, shows at 8. I'll be honest with you, I don't know a ton of the bands. Obviously, Kevin hosts a metal shop, so it's mainly metal bands. But I'll be down there Friday night, and a big chunk of the proceeds are going to go to his family to help with the service and everything. So I'll mention that again. But if anybody can come out, man, come out Friday night, Elk Horror Zone. You know, it'll be a little sad, but also, like, it'll be a blast. I mean, all the crazy characters from the local scene will be there, so come on out. And then, yeah, we'll be back in a second with some emails.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's Matt in the cop topic? All right, welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors out there. Remember, your toilet starts getting stinky, call Pinky. I just think it's awesome. And I really like those guys. Again, they won my heart with the brisket and the fancy upper deckies. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
We do. Dude, that's awesome. I've been laughing about another plumbing company whose logo is a dragon, and their tagline is "Summon the Dragon." It's like, Jesus. It's like, oh, my toilet's plugged. Summon the Dragon.
Hey guys, it's Alfie. You guys were a big inspiration to start jiu-jitsu, so I felt it was important to share. I was officially promoted to black belt on April 19th.
Yes. Atta boy. Oh, that's that, wild. That.
My coach is big in the self-defense world, especially as we both train LE for our day jobs. He put together a special gauntlet. I had to complete 5 gi rounds, 3 boxing rounds, 3 shoot boxing rounds, 3 wall fighting rounds, 6 grounded punch protection rounds, 3 knife defense rounds, and lastly, 5 no-gi rounds, which I successfully completed in 2.5 hours and earned my promotion. I know this probably comes across as a not-so-humble brag, but I just wanted to share with you guys, this is truly our year. Thanks for all that you do, Alfie Murillo.
Good.
And he sent us a photo of him in the black belt, which is so sick. Sick as part. Congratulations, Alfie. That's f***ing awesome.
That's so cool, man.
That's yeah. That's hard to do.
That's unbelievable. I'm Googling right now. Like, there can't be that many black belts in the States for Brazilian jiu-jitsu and shoot box. Like, I know that term, but, like, that's old school, like, pride fighting in, like, Japan and stuff. That's, I mean, that's awesome.
Dude, he stuck with it, too, because, like, I also remember him just talking about, like, when he was first kind of getting into it, whatever. You know, he was doing mostly gi, I think. And, or no, what's the one where you wear, like, no gi, where you wear, like, the kind of, like, wetsuit situation? I don't know what those things are called, but.
Rash guard, like the shirts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rash guard, dude. That's God. That's awesome. Congratulations, Alfie. And you're right. It is our year. Let's go. I mean, that's perfect. Perfect sign.
So this says it estimates there's like around 9,000 black belts registered in the Jiu-Jitsu Foundation worldwide.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like I only know one other black belt. Again, Alfie, that is a monster achievement. And I only know one other black belt personally. It's one of my cousin's cousins, but her husband is a UFC fighter and considered one of the best grapplers in the world. And they own their own gym in Northern Virginia.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Black belt, you're right. It's like, I mean, 9,000. Like, there's more Harvard graduates than 9,000 on earth by far.
Like that. Correct. And it's such, and Alfie knows this, it's so hard and the dedication it takes to do it. Like, I have some friends that got to blue, or like my one buddy got to purple belt, and he's like, I just don't have the time to move up to like a brown or a black belt, you know? So, I mean, that's dedication, just getting it done. I actually saw Alfie about a year ago when we were released in the men's room IPA. We had like a little bar Sunday afternoon at this bar in Ballard, and like, I don't know, it's a bar, like, so I finally see them, I just sit down, and then I didn't even realize it was Alfie, and then he started talking to me and telling me all the stuff he's doing. I was like, that's amazing. And same thing, so humble in person. Like, I don't want to brag, but I'm like, I don't think that's brag. I think that's good to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to brag, but I am kicking ass and taking names and getting a fucking black belt. Sorry, Matt, you're gonna have to beat me.
Yeah, exactly.
Questions for Cobb and Matt. Thoughts for Ted Smith. Cobb, taking my family to Australia for 2 weeks next Christmas and New Year's. I have 10. Do we read this one? I have 10-year twins. I know you went to Melbourne. What's a must-see or eat spot? Matt, it's been a while since I've been to Palm Springs. Saved every spot you talked about, but an easy hike with the kids. Ted, random sports. We did this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Adelaide Crows fan. Nice. All right.
Go to Sherman's. I cannot express this enough. I've already bitched about the lack of Jewish delis in Seattle. There is one up my way in North Seattle called Zabriskie's, which I will be at this weekend.
UW spring game. Hey, Ted, good seeing you and meeting you and the boys at the walk-in between the spring game and the baseball game on Friday. Enjoy
King nice.
P in Palm Springs. We went down this time last year, and the weather is perfect to hit an AM tea time or hike and retreat to the pool come lunchtime. The hospitality was great everywhere, too. I think likely because everyone's happy that the Coachella trifecta is over. We stayed in Indio, so it was wild to see these huge weed stores and smoking lounges with giant parking lots, and there was nobody in them, knowing they were packed the 3 weekends prior. Thanks, guys, for all that you do, and if I ever catch you at the Arlington Buzz Inn, drinks are on me. LARP on. Tony Baloney.
Yeah, man. We were walking in between the games, and I'm like, do you think they'll charge us? Blah, blah, blah. Like, he just turned around. He's like, you guys sitting down on the bench with your buddy? I'm like, what? He's like, oh yeah, so like I listen to the podcast. I was like, oh, awesome, man.
Dude, so first things first on this next email. All right, so he did not include his name, but the picture is a man in dark sunglasses, dark hat, and a mustache. And it begins, hola, gents. My guys, I've dabbled in the spicier side of the web for years. Like, bro. Hell yeah, dude. This is the email I'm here for. I mean, I am pumped for Alfie, but just like, who starts off like that? It's like...
Jesus.
I didn't use his name. It's like heavy disguise in the photo. All right, I love this guy. Let's see where it goes. Would I prefer to be objectified by women? Hell yeah. But 95% of my followers are gay men and they are appreciated. Unfortunately for them, I only want them to stroke my ego. And I'll keep hitting the gym so I can get those compliments. The friendly IT guy.
That is awesome.
That was a banger. That was just like, it's like, I don't know. It just makes me laugh.
I might have to go to the dark web to find a connection on Sherman's to get it sent up here. Like, where'd you get this? Like, Bitcoin, dark web. It's the real deal, though, man. Go ahead. Take a little taste of that pastrami. Put it in your upper lip.
They overnighted it with dry ice.
My man drove with this in the trunk in the cooler 20-some hours. It's fresh.
Happy World B-Day, gentlemen. Having spent the last week attempting to catch up with the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Thanks to Raw Dogging the last three episodes tonight at work, I am here. Thoughts? Opal. Not for me, but glad it's working for Cobb. Thank you. I think social media is causing a lot of issues for people with focus, and I'm definitely one of them. Ads. Are in full effect. Beginning, middle, and end. Sometimes a random fourth time, but why not? I don't quite know that one. ADS, maybe, are in full effect. Beginning. Oh, the ads on the podcast. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Culver's. Over here in Northwest Ohio, my kids love the Culver's. Oh, love in all caps. Mainly because every kid's meal comes with a dish of frozen custard. Ice cream, but thicker. And choice of toppings. That said, I would trade my kids' culinary happiness for Taco Time or a sourdough jack in a heartbeat. Dude, hell yeah. I'm a jack-in-the-box guy for sure. And honestly, Taco Time hits. I know that's Matt's go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Four, short king week. At 5'9", I'll take it. If Matt can be called sober, I can be called short. Great line.
That is pretty good. Like, let's like, I know I've had to correct people this month, like going sober. I was like, I'm not drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Butterfingers and eggnog rule. I would drink a Butterfinger flavored eggnog. You're damn right I would. Had a delicious pumpkin spice eggnog last fall, so I'm down. Backlogged Cobb topic from episode 409. What is a normal thing that you have never done? Answer, any recreational drug. Not against them, just never been interested. I remember being offered the devil's lettuce in high school and turning it down, mainly because my dad was a huge pothead and I was worried he would find me out. Not sure if I would have gotten in trouble with him, but didn't want to find out. As a single dad with three kids, he had enough to deal with. Instead, I went down the alcohol route as an adult and let that get way out of hand. Almost 9 years sober now, so I probably won't be branching out anytime soon. Can't wait to hear how Ted's trip to the desert went, and thank you again for all the hours of entertaining content. Ross W., Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, go Rockets. I gotcha. Yeah, and I know custard, because frozen custard makes it over to, like, Maryland, D.C. area.
Dude, frozen custard, when done right, is so good. A frozen custard place opened in Seattle, and I was let down. I don't want to say the name, but, yeah, when it hits, it hits.
Well, I was telling Matt we were in the desert, man. There's this place that like started, I want to say in Jersey, but it's all over the beach. Now they just have them everywhere. Like you can get them in College Park, but it's called Rita's and it's Italian ice and frozen custard.
Yes.
So they have one thing where it's like a layer of like Italian ice and then a layer of custard, layer of Italian ice, layer of custard. And I mean, it is awesome.
Yeah.
Rita's is just one of those things. Like
Florida, where's it from?
I think it's from Jersey.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know I've had it, but go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, that's one of those things. I don't care if you've just eaten a whole sandwich at Sherman. Somebody goes, got room for, like, you want to go to Rita's? Like, well, yeah, we'll still go to Rita's.
Looks like she's originally from Philly.
No.
Operates primarily in the mid-Atlantic. Wow.
Oh, that would be awesome. All right, I don't know what he's going to talk about. We think we covered a lot of it, but let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
hey, guys. What's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out with what's Matt.
Yeah, no, after you left, Ted, that's when the real party started. I mean, a lot of other stuff to get to.
What did you guys do the rest of the evening?
We watched Mobland. Did we eat something else that night? Or like leftovers or something?
Well, you were talking about doing your water fast for your photo shoot.
So, yeah, when I saw Ted, I wasn't always fully present because I was so excited for Immortal Technique coming to town tonight. That got postponed to July. We'll see if it actually comes to fruition. I remain cautiously optimistic it will. And then I got a call from a casting director around here who was quite complimentary of my headshot on the phone, and I really appreciated that stroke to the ego. And they were looking for extras for a pool scene for, I could say it doesn't matter, The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. And I had submitted, and he was trying to get me the part. And so he had asked for more photos of me with my tattoos removed, shirtless, by a pool, in a pool, and a picture of like different non-branded shorts I could wear for the scene. And so Ted played photographer. We went over to the pool across the street, got in, and took some photos.
I mean, this was the joke. Like, I get up and like, I don't even know. Like, could have been more than 10 minutes. He's like, hey, man, I need you to take some pictures of me shirtless by the pool. And then I go, all right. And we walk outside. I go, I've been in Palm Springs less than 24 hours. And now I'm photographing a shirtless dude at a pool.
So you can send it to a most likely gay guy.
Even the frogs are gay, Ted. It's Palm Springs, baby. Why not?
Yeah, so that was really fun. I didn't get the part. The producer didn't want to deal with my tattoos.
All right, that's fair. At least it wasn't your physique.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I texted my dad and I was like, those tattoos finally cost me a job, Dad.
You were right.
You win, Mitch.
I still got my main job, don't worry, it's cool, but yeah. That was a fun subplot, and yeah, it was just a great weekend, you know. It's like, I think it's a Winnie the Pooh line of like, don't be sad it's over, be happy it happened. And it was really easy to do that after you left. You know, you've been like a huge role model in my life for so many years, and then like to, you know, wrap up that chapter up there and move down here and get set up and, you know, find my rhythm down here and then get to show it to you and see you have a great time with it. It was just, it was just a lot of fun. And, I feel like we got to everything, you know, all the must sees.
And it was, you know, it was great to see in your environment. Like, you know, Cobb had said it before, but like, especially like the condo you're in. I mean, that place is dialed in, right? Yeah. And like the pool's right there, like the job. Like, I mean, we ran into his client, right? And the dude was nice and everything. But like, I was telling Matt, like, it really was impressive. So I was like, oh, that guy, he wasn't just being like nice to you because you train him. I was like, oh, that guy likes you. You know what I mean? He was like, he was pumped. We were hanging out and, you know, BSing with him. It was really good to see. You know, and honestly, it was kind of nice. Matt bought me dinner Friday night. I was like, oh, don't mind. No worries.
Told you, man. Desert power.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just an incredible trip. I couldn't have asked for it to go any better. To get to show you the 420 bank before they closed, which I didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah, it just felt like it timed out perfectly. And yeah, it was just really, you know, yeah, just showing you everything, having the staff that we know at the 420 bank that's been there forever, you know, be there and get to, you know, introduce you to them. And then, you know, obviously saying goodbye to them sucked, but yeah, it just felt like, yeah, it was just a really fun weekend. I mean, Carson and I are just like homies now. So to get to meet him, but awesome. I always forget that, like, he just listened to the podcast. Like, he emailed in, you know, all the time. And then I was like, I finally met him one day and now we're just boys. Like, I totally forget about all that. But yeah, we always laugh because I didn't know what to expect based on his emails. But now that I've like met him, I'm like, oh yeah, that totally checks out.
Yeah. And he had like more fun facts than I did about stuff. And then, like, you know, every once in a while, I'd be like, let me ask you a question. I'm like, what? And we're talking about sports or whatever. And I was like, God damn, that's a good question.
He's a grade A conversationalist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already making plans to go back down in the fall and, like, either go to an SC game with them or just go over to his house and watch some football, because the setup looks ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, those are both good options. I felt like I barely said anything on Saturday. I just loved watching you two go back and forth. I was like, Saturday I got really, really high. So it was a nice, like, oh, just sit back, enjoy it.
Enjoy the show.
I know. Well, the night before, Tyler said something to Matt, goes, I don't think Carson and Ted are going to have an issue talking with each other. And he's, now that I'm thinking about it, like, it was constant, like, pop, like, just back and forth. It's like me and the mayor, just like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun to see that in action. And yeah, I just think it was, couldn't have gotten any better. So yeah, it was great to see you. I love you. I'm glad you made it down. And yeah, we'll do a college football weekend one of these times this year again. I mean, yeah, it's yeah. Always welcome.
Trust me, I am, you can tell I'm going to bring it up again, but I am oddly obsessed with eating that goddamn pastrami sandwich and watching college football and then maybe jumping in a pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Sherman's is on the way to their house from our house. So that's very doable.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys, we had all this food talk, which, you know, we've gotten through a few episodes avoiding it, but we're talking Sherman's, we're talking desserts. And I kind of just, this one's, I don't know, you can go literally, or you can go kind of more existential, but the cop topic this week, and this is a genuine question: what flavor is Cool Whip? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. What flavor is Cool Whip like to you? So send us an email and, you know, boys, do you need more time?
I mean, Cool Whip is basically just milk and sugar whipped, isn't it?
Does it taste like milk and sugar to you?
I love it. I don't think I've ever thought about what it tastes like, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, bro.
I feel like it should taste like vanilla-y. I don't know if it does. It gets used that way. To me, Cool Whip's more of a texture.
Dude.
Like the texture like
you're one step away from me. Like, it's more of a vibe, bro.
It kind of is. Yeah. No, it's, Cool Whip it's is a feeling a vibe. In your mouth.
Yeah, I could see vanilla for sure, dude. I don't know if there's vanilla bean in it. Let me check.
I feel like it's no thrown idea. In places in place of vanilla ice cream. That you could throw it on top of, you know, pies and cobblers and stuff.
I mean, I guess basically we're asking, like, what is flavor of cream? Because it doesn't say vanilla cream. It just says whipped cream. And, like, sometimes I'll buy cans. I was looking to see if I had one of, like, flavored, like, in the can.
Wait, to be clear, we're not talking about whipped cream. We're talking about Cool Whip.
But is it Cool
Whip? Pretty sure it contains no cream. Oh, skim milk light cream are in there as ingredient number 4 and 5.
Isn't Cool Whip though just whipped cream?
No, it's like what's the right word? Like, okay, would you say that like Miracle Whip is just mayonnaise?
No, I was thinking the same thing. The same way, Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
It's like it is in the same category, you know, like they're cousins for sure. No question. Well, you're not right, but like they're not the same.
Whipped cream, you know, was my first answer to the question. This is like the flavor of Cool Whip is whipped cream.
Yeah, it's close.
Just with an airier texture.
I could see it. What flavor is whipped cream?
I don't know. It's just
that's a different question.
Flavor of cream. That's what I'm saying. There's flavored whipped creams, but like it's like, oh, it's a cream filled donut. You know, so you just go, okay, it's cream. Whereas like in, you know, in Boston, in a Boston cream pie, you have Bavarian cream.
How good was that Boston cream pie at Sherman's head?
More of a texture.
Sorry, Cobb. I couldn't hear you. But the Boston cream pie at Sherman's was legit too.
Dude, Boston cream pie is good. I mean, everything at Sherman's is good. You know, like that paddock is stacked.
It is. But go, that's go look at those horses before you jump on one. Also, I will say this is the second time in my life I've missed a big horse race I wanted to watch. First, and there's one thing in common. First time I missed a Kentucky Derby as an adult, I was in Orange County. And then I go, keep in mind, again, not everybody's swimming. You've been over to the house. I'm just in that little pool drinking beers. And I go, isn't the Preakness on today? And Matt comes out. He's like, yeah, it just ended. So it's like, you get me around water in California. I'm not as interested in sports.
I mean, it's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different perspective down there.
What was it called? We watched a lot of ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Oh, yeah. We did it at night.
Omega Ball.
Omega Ball.
Oh, my God. Dude, what? Not a podcast goes by where you don't talk about a new sport I've never heard of.
Well, Omega Ball is pretty simple. It's three teams of five, soccer style. There's three goals, one ball. Two teams can score on two goals, just not on your own goalie.
There's one ball?
One ball.
It's a circular field.
Yes. So
how many people are on defense?
Well, it depends. There's five to a team. So, like, if we're shooting on Matt's goalie, then me and you would almost kind of help each other, and then his team has to play all the defense.
Whoa, yeah, I didn't even think about that. But, like, you don't want to assist the other team.
It's Omega Ball. It was only invented in, like, 2019. So, I mean, it's...
Dude, white people literally just keep inventing sports to be the best at.
Well, they're already down at Omega Ball. There was a few Hispanic brothers in there.
Oh, yeah, it's over, bro. It's over.
All right. Well, once again, Friday night, benefit show down at El Corazon for Kevin Deers for his family. I'll be down there for sure. Might even have a guest appearance on Mr. Cobb. We'll see. But I know a few of us from the station are going, and actually, a couple of my bartender buddies are going too. So, like I said, just come out, support. I'm sure there'll be some tears, but also be good to see everybody. And then outside of that, early Memorial Day. So, everybody, hopefully you got Monday off. You know, shout out to the troops that gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? It's Memorial Day, people that died in wars. But then other than that, just enjoy the weekend. You know what I'm going to say? Get some pastrami. All right. For FCTV, for Cobb, I'm Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.